Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection, with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Washington.
Mr. Bowman, Commission members, today we have 12 what we call page 2 items. Those are items that are over $50,000 in project cost. Have been subjected to a public interest review and for which staff has no objections and for which there has been no public opposition to the projects. I will read a brief description of each item that appears in your agenda. Item 2A, Wise County Board of Supervisors request authorization to install a submerged sewer line beneath the Guest River, and that is in Wise County. Item 2B, Michael Bogies is requesting authorization to construct an open pile pedestrian footbridge and to stabilize approximately 1,000 linear feet of eroding shoreline along with the installation of 6 breakwaters and the placement of beach nourishment sand along their property situated along the James River in Charles City County. In this case, we are recommending approval with a royalty of $1,345.70 for the beach nourishment over 26,914 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of 5 cents per square foot. The City of Hampton requests authorization to install 2 295-foot-long stone breakwaters and nourish that area with approximately 2,700 cubic yards of beach-quality sand. This is adjacent to the Buckeyrow Beach area along the Chesapeake Bay in Hampton. Item 2D, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is requesting authorization to place approximately 110,000 cubic yards of sand dredge material from the maintenance dredging of the Chincoteague Inlet Federal Project Channel along the shoreline at Wallops Island or within the previously used overboard site located southwest of the Chincoteague Inlet in Accomack County. Item 2E, Mr. and Mrs. John Shepherd et al. Are requesting authorization to install 2 170-foot-long nearshore breakwaters adjacent to property along the Chesapeake Bay in the Butler's Bluff subdivision in Northampton County. Item 2F, Chesapeake Public Works is requesting authorization to excavate 262 cubic yards of subaqueous material to regrade 350 linear feet of an unnamed tributary to St. Julian Creek. This is being designed to improve drainage and alleviate flooding in the area. They will also be creating 1,040 square feet of vegetated tidal wetlands from an adjacent upland area in the form of a floodplain bench along the creek. Item 2G, the City of Virginia Beach is requesting authorization to widen the Princess Anne Road bridge crossing over a tributary to the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the Kempsville area of Virginia Beach. This also involves the dredging of 127 cubic yards of state-owned submerged land. Item 2H, Virginia Electric and Power Company is requesting permission to install an aerial 230 kV transmission line that will cross the Mata River in 3 separate locations from Ladysmith to Fredericksburg.
Probably Spotsylvania.
Spotsylvania. Sorry about that. Item 2I, the Pocosin Marina Associates is requesting a modification to a previously authorized marina redevelopment project to now install and backfill approximately 194 linear feet of bulkhead. They want to rearrange docks B and C within the same approximate footprint, repair and replace docks D, F, G, and H within the existing footprints, and this is adjacent to their property along White House Cove at the terminus of Renz Road in the City of Pocosin. The modification has eliminated the dredging, and dredging is no longer requested as part of the proposed permit modification. Staff is therefore recommending a revised and reduced royalty assessment in the amount of $86,548. That includes the backfilling of the bulkhead and the encroachment over 651 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $3 per square foot and for the marina's previously unassessed bold outline encroachment over 84,595 square feet of state-owned submerged lands at a rate of $1 per square foot. The town of Clifton Forge, item 2J, is requesting authorization to repair the existing abutments to the Nettleton Avenue Bridge over Smith Creek in the town of Clifton Forge. We are recommending a time of year restriction in this case from October 1st through March 31st to avoid potential impacts within the DGIF designated wild trout waters in this area. Item 2K, the City of Norfolk and Old Dominion University. They're requesting authorization to construct 467 linear feet of stone breakwater sill and approximately 80 linear feet of low-profile riprap sill / guide wall, backfilled with sand for the creation of approximately 0.69 acres of tidal wetlands at the mouth of an existing drainage canal separating the ODU campus from the City of Norfolk's Lambert Point Golf Course. They also are proposing to construct a 10-foot wide by 36-foot long open pile pier, the 10-foot by 23-foot observation platform, boat lift, and a 5-foot wide by 60-foot long gangway ramp leading to a 10-foot wide by 80-foot long floating platform for use by the ODU Sailing Club. And this is along the Elizabeth River in the City of Norfolk. And last, item 2L, Metro Machine Corporation is requesting authorization to dredge 53,300 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material to create a maximum controlling depth of minus 27 feet at mean low water on the east side of Pier 2 at their facility situated along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the City of Norfolk. The proposed project also includes the removal of approximately 650 feet of abandoned 24-inch diameter HRSD sewer line. In this case, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $23,985 for the dredging of 53,300 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. I'll try to answer any questions you may have.
Any questions? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attorney, thanks for the presentation. I had one question on item 2L, and I was just going to ask if there was anything in your evaluation or the BIM's evaluation that would have indicated the need for any time of year restrictions to mitigate impacts to fisheries resources.
I'm not aware of any recommendations for time of year restrictions, but I'll ask Ben, who's McKinnis, to handle the project, to elaborate if there is any issues associated with the Navajo fishing issues.
We did not receive any comments that would indicate a need for time of year restrictions based on anadromous issues.
Further questions? Mr. Holland.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the case of items 2A through 2L as presented.
Okay, if you can hold that motion for just a second. This is a public hearing. I'll have to ask. That's okay. Thank you. You're not on the same sheet of music. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con for or against any of the projects that were just heard? If not, Mr. Holland.
I move that we adopt the case two items 2A through 2L as presented.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.